After the adoring crowds in Berlin and the high-profile treatment from President Sarkozy in Paris, Senator Obama's British leg of his tour was comparatively low-key. It was a tale of three prime ministers, one past, one present, and perhaps one to come. He took breakfast with Tony Blair, the former Downing Street prime minister, who is these days a Middle East peace envoy. Then on to number 10 itself for the talks with Gordon Brown, a man who's taken a battering in the opinion polls and whose Labour Party is at the worst level it has ever been. That didn't stop them discussing Afghanistan, Iraq, how to reform the world's financial institutions, the IMF, the World Bank, the United Nations, to cope better with current crises. And they also, of course, discussed climate change, at one stage strolling in the number 10 garden and out on Horse Guards Parade. How much good all this has done Senator Obama at home? Well, he seemed a little bit downbeat about those prospects.
You know, I'm not sure that there's going to be some immediate political impact. I wouldn't even be surprised if polls that you saw a little bit of a dip as a consequence. We've been out of the country for a week. People are worried about gas prices. They're worried about home foreclosures. So the reason that I thought this trip was important was I am convinced that many of the issues that we face at home are not going to be solved as effectively unless we have strong partners abroad.
On his one public engagement in Britain, emerging from the door of number 10 Downing Street to face the media, Barack Obama defended himself against criticisms of his trip from Senator John McCain. He said it was important for presidential candidates to travel abroad and build bridges with potential allies. But the real question about this high-profile trip around eight nations is going to be what it actually does with those voters back home when they have very different concerns to the highfalutin questions of international finance and politics. Robin Oakley, CNN, Downing Street.